This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, joining us now on the First Advantage Hotline. Zach, the Broncos, I want to get into a lot of the draft picks, get your thoughts there, but you got to start with the quarterback. They didn't mess around. They didn't trade up. They didn't move back. Whatever. They got Bo Nix. What was your original, like, your reaction to that when you saw Denver was going with the Oregon quarterback?
Oh, thank goodness, Brady, that they got a quarterback in the first round. You know, Adam Schefter just reported that the Broncos were one of two teams that were very high on Spencer Rattler. And I'll tell you what, if that's what we were talking about today, the Broncos drafting Spencer Rattler in the fifth round and no quarterback in the first round, holy cow, I don't know how this fan base would be moving forward. There would be no excitement, no hype, no hope for this franchise moving forward. If it's Zach Wilson, who you traded less than a seventh round pick for, Spencer Rattler, who you drafted in the fifth round, and then Jarrett Stidham. So thank goodness they got Bo Nix. And you know what? Bo Nix is maybe the most ideal fit of any of these quarterbacks in the draft for Sean Payton. He profiles the most similar to Drew Brees. It doesn't mean he's going to be Drew Brees, but Sean can really work with him. And if anyone's going to get the most out of Bo Nix, I do believe that it is Sean Payton. So I'm really happy with the move. And you know what? I was more than okay with the Broncos trading multiple future first round picks and trading assets to go up and get a different quarterback in the draft if that's what Sean wanted. But the fact that they didn't have to do that and they still got one of Sean's guys, it just makes me feel even a lot better, because if Bo doesn't work out, then the Broncos can go and get a quarterback next year. They can do that Josh Rosen, Kyler Murray, like the Cardinals did a couple years ago. Or they could even go one more year down the road and get a quarterback in 2026. So I'm really pleased with the way this first round in the quarterback process turned out for Denver.
Okay, Zach, interesting to hear you say that, because I came on today and I said, okay, well, the Shador fans out there, there's zero chance now that that's going to happen. Bo Nix could do nothing in his rookie year to make you go, okay, we're going to pull an Arizona Cardinals. Am I wrong on that? Is there still a slight chance that if this is a total failure year one, the Broncos would punt and go quarterback again?
You know, if things go that poorly, I do think Bo Nix has a pretty high floor, so I don't expect that to be how it works out. But Brady, let's say Bo Nix is really bad and he's a rookie that does not work out well. The Broncos don't have a really good backup plan. Zach Wilson and Jarrett Stidham aren't high-end backups, at least as of right now, that can carry you throughout a season, especially with this roster. This roster, I like where they're going, but this roster is far from being there and being ready to compete on a week-in, week-out basis. So why I say all of that is, if the quarterback position is bad, this roster isn't good enough to carry this team to 8 or 9 wins. They're going to have good quarterback play to get to a winning record. And then so you put bad quarterback play with the roster that isn't fully there yet. I mean, they tore down the biggest parts of the team with Justin Simmons on defense and Russell Wilson on offense. If the quarterback play is bad, this team might be really bad. And if that's the case, okay, Bo Nix was the 6th quarterback taken in this draft. If you view Shador as a guy that's, you know, the true number one quarterback in a class, and you have an opportunity to get him, you probably do move that direction.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, joining us. But right now, optimism is, you've got a pretty good feel of how Broncos country is feeling. Of course, your work has led you to so many different Broncos fans probably coming at you all the time, Zach. If the Broncos would have went with Brock Bowers at tight end, and that was kind of where I was wanting them to go, but I said from the beginning, Michael Penix Jr., Bo Nix, or Brock Bowers, I'm good with either one. So there's Bo Nix. I'm fine. But if they would have went tight end, do you think it would be as exciting today as it is right now? Because people are really drinking the Kool-Aid right now.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right, and absolutely not. And I'm very high on Brock Bowers, just as you are, Brady. And unfortunately, he landed with the Raiders. Mm. That's a tough spot because so many Broncos fans did want Brock Bowers. But I think it was when people were talking themselves in to Brock Bowers, it was, okay, Brock Bowers, and you trade back up into the first round to get Michael Penix Jr., to get Bo Nix. Well, Michael Penix Jr. was never going to be an option for the Broncos unless they mortgaged their future in order to get him, with the Falcons taking him at 8, really surprising the entire NFL world. So I think if it was Brock Bowers instead of Bo Nix, not Brock Bowers and Bo Nix, it would be really tough to get up for this season. And Brock Bowers is a heck of a player. But Brady, you're talking about not having a quarterback and having a good tight end. That's so much different, especially for the excitement of fans like you're asking about. The excitement of fans, it would not be there. And I have to imagine training camp would be, this would be the least exciting training camp the Broncos would have in, decades. And so you don't make draft picks based off what's exciting for fans. But Sean Payton pointed to the excitement of fans many times last week. So they didn't make this pick for the excitement of fans, but it certainly does help. There's going to be a lot of intrigue from Broncos country with this team going into week one, going into training camp, and seeing how Bo Nix performs, seeing how the season unfolds. There's been some good quarterbacks that have come out of Oregon, and Bo Nix statistically was the best quarterback in this draft class. I mean, he was the favorite for the Heisman before Jaden Daniels actually got the award. 45 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. This is a guy that has performed at an extremely high level and does have NFL tools as well.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, joining us. Kind of a loaded question here, a lot of different parts to it, but what have you learned about what was going on in their war room, in their draft room there? A couple of different things. J.J. McCarthy keeps dropping, and you think, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? What's Minnesota going to do? And then also on that note, how realistic was it that the Broncos seriously thought, okay, we could get Brock Bowers at 12, and we can... We can stack up enough assets to get back into the first and maybe steal Bo Nix. So kind of a loaded one there for you. But give us thoughts of what was going on inside that war room.
Yeah, so the Broncos did have 6 first-round quarterback grades, and it was the 6 that went off the board. And so they would have been thrilled if J.J. McCarthy fell to them, just like they were thrilled that Bo Nix fell to them. But once 5 were taken with the first 10 picks, then any conversations of trading back pretty much died. That's when they had their answer. They knew that they could not trade back. And I believe it was George Payton who said, we did have opportunities to move back, but to pick up 2 fifth-round picks, it was not worth moving back a couple of spots and potentially losing out on Bo Nix. And Brady, the combination of George Payton and Sean Payton, at least publicly, has, at least in my perception, has definitely taken a turn for the positive for George Payton. But could you imagine, because we know it would have been George Payton being the one to kind of push and suggest trading back a couple of spots in order to pick up a couple of fifth round picks or a third round pick. Could you imagine if George says, look, we got good intel, we can do this, we can move back a couple of spots, and then the team jumps him and takes Bo Nix? George Payton might be out of a job right now if that situation would have happened. And their relationship does seem to be really good right now. So it was not worth moving back. They did have opportunities to move back, but it would have only been to 15 or something like that. They wouldn't have been able to get an additional first-round pick and move back into the late 20s in order to get Bo Nix as well. And then what was the other part of the question?
Reality of taking Brock Bowers at 12 and then still finding a way to trade up enough stuff to get back into the first and potentially get Bo.
You know, it's a great question. Again, it was never really an option for the Broncos to trade trade back far enough with the ability to still get both of those guys when the first 5 quarterbacks went off the board. And the first 10 picks, and then you see the Raiders, just the very next pick, went Brock Bowers there. So if they were trying to do that, that dream would have been gone right away. But then you also see, if you take a step back, that I think it was the longest stretch in NFL history where a quarterback was not drafted, from when Bo Nix was taken until Spencer Rattler was taken. It was over like 120 picks or something like that. So there is a case to be made there that a team would have done that, but maybe the Giants end up taking Bo Nix in the second. So all in all, I think it was really smart that they just did not take that gamble at all.
Zach, on the quarterback situation, everybody's you've talked about it. We've already thought about it. Does Bo Nix start game one?
Absolutely. He is the front runner. He is the guy to lose the job. And Brady, that's exactly what I think has to happen for him not to have the job. He has to go out there and be bad. We're not talking about a team that has a surefire starter, Jimmy G, a guy that can absolutely carry them through the first couple of games of the season and make them competitive. They don't have that. They have Zach Wilson, who needs quarterback rehab, just like Sam Darnold needed quarterback rehab out there in San Francisco last year, where he just sat on the bench the entire season outside of starting in a meaningless game. That's what Zach Wilson needs. He's not here to really come in. He's here to rehab and develop. And so that's not a guy who's going to push for the job. And then Jarrett Stidham, come on, we know what he is. He's a good guy to have in the room, but he averaged 15 points in his two starts last year. Is that his ceiling? No, I think he can be better than that. But you're not dealing you're dealing with the worst quarterback room in the NFL before you drafted Bo Nix. So Bo is absolutely, in my opinion, going to be the Broncos' week one starting quarterback. And honestly, he's a guy that can handle it. He's 24 years old. He's very mature off the field. And then on the field, what separates him and makes him good is his decision-making and his processing ability. That's typically what rookie quarterbacks have the hardest part transitioning to the NFL with, is that part of the game, the mental part of the game. And Bo Nix is ready for that challenge. So I do expect growing pains, obviously, as a rookie, but I do expect him to be ready to go enough to be that week one starter.
Zach, I got about a minute here. You know, the rest of the draft, I'm really excited about Jonah Ellis. I love the Troy Franklin pickup. Outside of that, you know, you have Notre Dame running back looks good. What stood out to you the most? And did they come away feeling pretty successful after this draft?
Yeah, they really did come away feeling pretty successful about this draft. What surprised me was not making any moves on day two and staying put where they were at 76 and then going defense, especially with Troy Franklin on the board, Brady. That's the move I thought they were going to do day two. And so I'm really impressed that they were able to wait a day and then make that trade to move up in the fourth to get Troy Franklin. That's a home run pick. He was viewed on many people's boards as a second or a third round pick, and he fell to the top of the fourth. The Broncos decided to make that move. Sean Payton texted George Payton at 6 a.m. on Saturday and said, we got to make a move to go up and get Troy Franklin. And that was the right move, not just because he was Bo Nix's top target at Oregon last year. He's dynamic. He's a playmaker, and the Broncos need more playmakers on offense. So you pair that pair together of Bo Nix's teammate and favorite target plus a playmaker, and you hit it out of the park with a fourth round pick.
No, I think you're right. I mean, I kept hearing that Troy Franklin was a second round kind of guy too. So got to feel pretty good about it. Zach, great coverage by you all weekend. There's nobody better when it comes to it. So just keep doing your thing, my friend. Love catching up with you when we can.
Absolutely. Love being on. Thanks for having me, Brady.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Also, the Broncos traded for defensive end John Franklin Myers from the Jets in exchange for a 2026 sixth round pick. Okay, fine. Yeah, that's all right. Wasn't he a starter for the Jets? 50 minutes after the hour. What do we learn coming up next? It's the whole show powered by Chevron.
Get tuned to Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.